Okay, everybody, welcome to this live broadcast on the King Cove Basketball Radio Station Network, presented by King Cove. And I'm your live broadcaster for tonight's ball game for the King Cove T-Jacks of the 1A division of the Aleutian Chain. The 6-2 T-Jacks against the host Tikiuk Harpooners of the Great Northwestern Arctic Conference, coming in at a record of 5-6. And to the Rex Rock Tip-Off Tournament here in Point Hope, Alaska.
Kennedy.
And we'll let you go ahead and hear the public address for the start to basketball.
Wait a minute, guys. I'd like to introduce our dean of students, Anna Lane, and she's going to introduce the team. Thank you, Ramona. We welcome all of you here to Tikiuk School, to Point Hope. We hope you enjoy your stay. I'm happy to stay in the corner. That's where you want your principal to stay anyway. Okay. We welcome King Cole. The T-Jack. Welcome to Tikiuk. Let's give them a big hand. We'd like to introduce Chris Babcock, number 22. Anthony Reed, number 54. Number 55, Dylan Watson. We have number one, Mr. Larson. Let's give a double ready by. We have Ian Samuelson, number 11. Number 24, Tim Mack. Number 25, Connor Thompson. Sorry about that. And number 40, Ethan Mack. Coach by Randall Newman. Give it up to the T-Jack. Okay, and now we have our T-Jack recruiter. Could we have Patrick Reno come down here to me? Okay, so our non-starter, we're happy to have number 25, Brandon Casado. Rex Rock Tip-Off, Rex Tip-Off Bible Verse. that's put on the back of the t-shirt. This year it is John 14:14, and I'm going to be put on the spot here. Ask anything in my name and you will receive it. And I'll have Pastor Serino say it again because I may have it wrong. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. It's Glenn. I had this football tournament start again this year. And we're going to just thank God for getting the players here out of town safely and everything to go well. So let's bow and ask the Lord to bless our tournament today. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to have this good time here, Lord. We pray for all these young men and women that are going to be playing for you to keep them safe and help them to get hurt. We just pray for them to have a great time and enjoy this tournament that we've been looking forward to so much. So we're just asking you, Lord, to hold us all and give you the sportsmanship and the Lord. And you just give everyone a blessing in the time we have together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Middle school, high school lunch is ready. Also, we're happy to have our official officiating today. It is Ben from Crossview, Kim Stevens, Ben from Shishman, and Lance Cannon from Mills.
Okay, and there you have it. The introductions, the opening prayer, and the announcement of the Rex Rock Tip-Off Tournament. This tournament in Point Hope has been going on since 1989, and it is a privilege to invite the King Cove T-Jacks here to kick it off school in Point Hope, Alaska, for the first and opening game.
Also, we've been asked for
tonight's matchup.
Kids, we keep all the kids in the stands. We don't want anyone hurt.
And once again, it's the King Cove T-Jacks coming in at a record of 6-2 from the 1A Conference of the Aleutian Chain against the host Tikiup Harpooners of the Great Northwestern Arctic Conference in the 2A Division, coming in at a record of 5-6. And here we go with the starting lineups. Here's the first tip-off goes to Point Hope. There's a shot quickly off the start by Sage. No good. And here comes the Lumberjacks. And the starters for the Lumberjacks, we have 11, Ian Samuelson. We have number 24, Timmy Mack. Number 25, Connor Samuelson. Number 40, Ethan Mack. And number 1, Levi Larson. And for the Harpooners, we have Daniel Sage, L. Lane Jr., Bernard Nash, Gabriel Tippelman, and Mario Casados. And it looks like King Cove starting off with the man-to-man. Here's Lane at the top of the key for the Harpooners. Gives it over to the right side of the key, Daniel Sage. And it's down low to Bernard Nash with the fake. Puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. And the rebound's going to come down to Larson. And here comes the T-Jacks crossing the timeline. And that ball's going to be Ian Samuelson, the sophomore point guard for the Lumberjacks. Gives it over to Ethan Mack. Mack guarded by Daniel Sage. Ball comes over to the left side to Connor Samuelson. And the Harpooners in a 2-3 zone. Ball's going to come down to number 24. Drive in by Timmy Mack, and it's good. The senior guard puts up a fake and a nice drive to the bucket to give the T-Jacks a 2-0 lead. And here comes the Harpooners. Al Lane Jr. guarded by Mack. And he's got a trap. Ball comes up to Daniel Sage, the senior, number 11. And he's guarded by Ian Samuelson. And ball's going to come up top as the pressure by the T-Jacks forces the Harpooners to recover and reset. And ball's going to come up to Daniel Sage, senior. Puts up the teardrop. Floater, no good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack. And what a pass by number 24, Timmy Mack. Give over to Connor Samuelson, who put up the shot, but prior to the nice dime inside for the layup, was a traveling violation called, and so the ball went back to Point Hope. Here comes the Harpooners. Casados crossing the timeline. He's guarded by Mack. Puts up the crossover dribble, and it's going to be a steal by Samuelson, Ian Samuelson. Ball comes over to Ethan Mack. And another nice pass down low, but T-Jack struggling to gather some ground here as there's some nice passes being passed down low, but they're not putting the ball on the ground first.
And so another turnover, but as the Harpooners come down, it's a steal again by the T-Jets. And number 11, Ian Samuelson, puts up a shot for a 4-0 early lead here in the early going for the T-Jets of King Cove. We're live from Tikiok School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska at the Rick's Rock Tip-Off Classic. Here's Mario Casado, guarded by Samuelson at the left corner. Gives it top to Lane. Lane guarded by Timmy Mack. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Motion offense called by the Harpooners. Puts up the shot. Lane, no good. Grabs the ball, rebound. Kicks it back out to Casados. Casados drives in. Can't find nothing. Kicks it back out. A bad pass stolen by Timmy Mack. Mack, he's got the numbers. Drives it in. Puts up the shot. No good. Grabs his own rebound. And kicks it back up top. And Coach Randall Newman tells the T-Jacks to reset. And that they do. Up top to Samuelson. And it's another traveling violation, so three early turnovers and an early goal here for the T-Jacks with 5:12 to go in the first quarter. And the Harpooners have kicked up. The crowd starting to get a little restless here as they have yet to score. Here comes Sage, point guard, senior for the Harpooners. A bad pass almost stolen by Ethan Mack. The King Cove T-Jacks coming in looking like the aggressor here in the early going of this tip-off tournament. This 12:30 scheduled game. And with the inbounds, ball comes to Casados. To Lane, up top to Sage. Sage drives it all the way in, puts up a shot off the glass. And there you have it. The Harpooners get on the board, 4-2. But not before the T-Jacks come down. A nice sequence of offense there by the T-Jacks. I apologize for that. As I said, a nice sequence of the T-Jacks came down. And Levi Larson coming down to the line for two shots. He missed the first. The T-Jacks came down and with two beautiful passes were able to make it all the way down court with one dribble. And Levi Larson got the foul. Puts up the second free throw, no good. Rebound comes to the 6'3 holder, Bernard Nash. And Brandon Casados, the senior forward, into the ball game for the Harpooners. Another turnover. King Cove with the steal. And the ball is going to be turned over again. Back to Point Hope. So the T-Jacks with four turnovers here in the early going. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter, 4-2 in favor of King Cove. Here comes the Harpooners. Lane up top, guarded by Samuelson. The Harpooners call the play. Ball's going to come down to Sage. Their passes are looking very complacent here in the early going. Ball comes down to the 6'3 senior, Bernard Nash. Puts up the shot, it's good. And so Nash gets on the board. And it's a 4-4 ball game. And here comes the T-Jacks. It's a foul. Looks like that's going to be on Daniel Sage. No, that foul's going to be on Casados. That's going to be his first personal. That's the second team foul on the Harpooners. And so it'll be inbounds on the side for the T-Jacks. Connor Samuelson inbounding. Ball comes over to Ethan Mack. Over to the side to Levi Larson. A nice pass down low to the 24, Timmy Mack. No good, but the rebound's going to come over to Ethan Mack, the senior forward for the T-Jacks. We have a 6-4 lead. Bernard Nash for Point Hope. No good. And it's a tie-up down low. That'll be a jump ball. And so the crowd for our early game here, the crowd starting to file in to Tikiok School Gymnasium. As the Harpooners trail by two. Here comes King Cove. Once again, three passes. Gives them all the way to the layup, but one of the Harpooner players were able to recover there and force the T-Jacks to bring the ball back up top, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be King Cove basketball with 3:40 to go. 6-4 in favor of King Cove. Here's Ian Samuelson. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. And it's going to be another traveling violation for the T-Jacks. Their fifth turnover here. And so the turnovers, although the T-Jacks have the lead, the turnovers preventing them from putting any more further damage in this early lead. There's a crossover by Casados. Gives it over to Brandon Casados. That's no good, but he's going to get the long rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Tapped by Levi Larson. And that ball is going to go out of bounds to Chico. 3:17 to go, first quarter. Rex Rock tip-off classic here in Point Hope, Alaska. The 1A King Cove T-Jacks and the 2A Tikiak Harpooners. Al Lane Jr. with the turnaround shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson dribbling down. Breaks two defenders. Gives it over to Samuelson. Down low. And it's going to be a steal by the Harpooners. But another steal by King Cove. Jimmy Mack puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Harpooners. Here they come. Daniel Sage gives it down to Brandon Casados. Find Sage. Thinks about the three. No good. Chases down low to Brandon Casados. Puts up the shot. It's good. High ball game. 6-6. And the T-Jacks waste no time. Crossing the timeline. 25. Carter Samuelson gives it over to Ian Samuelson. He's going to drive all the way inside. Puts up the shot. It's good. And it's an 8-6 ball game in favor of King Cove. Harpooners. Casados thinks about the three. Gives it over to Bernard Nash. He pops up from 16. It's good. Nice looking shot from the senior forward, Bernard Nash, to give it a tie ball game. And here comes King Cove. They are mighty fast. Coming down with three passes on a three-man weave. And it's a shot by Timmy Mack, the senior forward for the T-Jacks. Gives them the lead 10-8. So this is shaping up to be a nice start to this opening matchup. The Rex Rock tip-off classic between King Cove and Tikiak. There's a traveling violation by Point Hope. So the ball's going to go over to King Cove into the ballgame for the T-Jacks. Dylan Larson, the freshman center, is going to come in for Levi Larson for the T-Jacks. The T-Jacks, coached by Randall Newman in his second season. The 1A Aleutian Chain representation of the King Cove T-Jacks. For the Harpooners, it's Ryan Rock in his first season. 5-6, they come in on a record for the Great Northwest Arctic of the 2-way classic. The Harpooners coming fresh out of the Unalakleet tournament in Unalakleet, Alaska. Prior to that, they played Barrow and played Hawaii, ACS tournament in Anchorage. And number 11, Ian Samuelson, comes down and rains the three from three-point land on the left side of the key to give the King Cove T-Jacks a 13-8 ball game. And there's a steal by King Cove. And it's going to be Samuelson once again with a shot. 15-8 in favor of King Cove. Here comes the Harpooners. Brandon Casados with the crossover. Puts up the shot. It's good. And senior forward, Brandon Casados. Here comes Samuelson for King Cove. I tell you what, this three-man weave has to be prevented at some point. 15-10 in favor of King Cove. They turn the ball over, and it goes to Harpooners. And Gabriel Tipperman is going to come into the ballgame, the 6'4 senior. Excuse me, 6'2 senior for the Harpooners. Coming in for Bernard Nash. We're under a minute here in the first quarter. 15-10 in favor of Point Hope. Excuse me, in favor of King Cove. Daniel Sage still trying to get his game going. He's guarded by Samuelson. Sage with the crossover. Puts up the shot off the glass. Too hard. No good. There's the outlet for King Cove. And here they come with two passes once again. And a shot by number 40, Ethan Mack, the senior forward. 17-10 in favor of King Cove. 20 seconds remaining. Casados guarded by Mack. Left side gives it over to Lane. Pressure defense by King Cove. They switch up to the 2-3 defense. And almost a steal. We're down to 10 seconds. And there's a steal by Ethan Mack. Puts up the layup. It's good. And we're down to 3 seconds. And looks like that's how the first quarter is going to end here. 19-10 in favor of King Cove. And look like we're having technical difficulties with the buzzer. But nonetheless, here on the King Cove Aleutian Chain Network, hoping that this presentation for your King Cove T-Jacks will bring you some excitement during this tip-off classic. I'm your host, Harry Covia. And after these messages, we will be back here at Tikiak School.
What an exciting game. This is King Cove off to a real early lead, but what a great broadcast. So glad to be right now airing the Trident tip-off, the Rex Rock tip-off over in Point Hope. This is King Cove. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Peninsula Airways, the King Cove Corporation, the Schumigan Corporation, Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, the Schumigan Corporation, Telalaska, and GCI, and WasTech Electronics. And we're back to you, Tariq.
Okay, and back to live action.
You're doing great. Thank you so much.
And back to live action here in Point Hope. A 19-10 lead in favor of King Cove. It's the Tiki Duff Harpooners in the black, white, and gold. And something that I just noticed also, the King Cove T-Jacks also in the black, white, and gold. So, Brandon Casados with the three-point shot, press off the start of the second quarter, and here comes King Cove, a rejection as Mack goes up. It's a block by the senior forwards, Casados. Here comes the Harpooners, crossing the timeline quickly. Casados gives it over to Tippelman. Back out, double team, kicks it over to Casados for three, no good, rebound to Tippelman. Back up to Casados. And so the Harpooners looking like they have pretty much regrouped in a positive manner for the in-between session after the first quarter. As Daniel Sage drove in, it's going to be a foul on Timmy Mack, the senior guard for the T-Jacks. And Daniel Sage will go to the line for the Harpooners to try and narrow down this six-point lead. Sage makes the first of two, 14-19 in favor of the T-Jacks of King Cove. Fresh off the start of the second quarter here in the Rex Rock Flip Classic tip-off here in Point Hope. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Gabriel Tippelman for the Harpooners. Not before being tapped out of bounds by King Cove. Harpooners inbounding underneath the basket on the left side. Ball comes down to Casados. Casados with the three. Nice looking shot for the senior 6'4" forward. And the crowd starting to get into the game. 17-19. King Cove lead by two. Here comes King Cove. Samuelson dribbles to the right, and it's going to be a foul on Daniel Sage. That'll be the 13th foul on the Harpooners. And that's going to be the first personal. Coming into the ballgame for the Harpooners will be Al Lane Jr. for Daniel Sage, and for the King Cove T-Jacks, Connor Sanderson, and back into the ballgame. And there's a long three by Ian Sanderson. Oh, good. Gabriel Tippelman couldn't hold on to the basketball. So the Harpooners will not get the defensive rebound on that sequence. Sanderson bounce to Ian Sanderson. Jimmy Mack with a steal by Casados. The Harpooners have numbers, but it's a steal by Samuelson. Connor Samuelson, that is. Goes over to Ian Samuelson. He's going to give the ball up to Ethan Mack off the double team. No good, but it's a rebound by Connor Samuelson. Puts it up, it's good. 21-17 in favor of King Cove. 6.5 remaining here in the second quarter. Casados gives it over to Al Lane Jr. He's guarded by Timmy Mack. Harpooners calling the play. Here comes Casados. Mario Casados, that is. The Harpooners, the T-Jacks go back into the, looks to be the man-to-man. And Brandon Casados off the missed three-pointer. King Cove is going to bring the ball back down. And it's going to be a foul on the Harpooners. And that falls on Al Lane Jr. That's a 14 foul on the Harpooners. 17-21 in favor of the T-Jacks. Here's Timmy Mack, the three. What a shot by Mack, the senior guard for the T-Jacks. Puts the lead to 24-17. Here comes the Harpooners. Casados with a quick three crossing the timeline. No good. And off that, it was an outlet over to Ethan Mack. No good. Rebound to the Harpooners. Casados bringing the ball down. Our punter is patiently calling the play. Al Lane Jr., top of the key, guarded by Samuelson. Ball comes down to the left side to Brandon Casados. He's got 6 points here in the early going. Puts up the shot off balance. No good. Bad shot for the Harpooners. And the T-Jacks with the rebound. Ian Samuelson. Give and go to Ethan Mack. And off the double team, it's going to be Timmy Mack for three. No good. Rebound to Casados. Brandon Casados, that is. And he's going to come down. And he puts up the shot. No good. Here comes the T-Jacks. A bad pass is not going to be recovered by Ethan Mack. Substitution for the Harpooners, Bernard Nash, the 6'2 senior, back into the game for the Harpooners, as is Daniel Sage, the 6-foot senior, number 11, for the Harpooners. The leading scorer for the Harpooners, Daniel Sage, guarded by Levi Larson. Off the double team, Bernard Nash puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Daniel Sage. Daniel Sage thinks about it. No, puts it up. Yes, he does. No good. Rebound goes to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson, oh, what a screen. And here comes the Harpooners. King Cole, rather. Ian Samuelson gives the ball over to Ethan Mack. And the ball's going to come over. A nice drive by Timmy Mack. Splits two defenders to drive it in. The senior guard for the T-Jacks gives King Cove 26-17 lead. Here's Daniel Sage. Off the quick inbounds for the Harpooners. Sage pops up from three. It's good. On the right side of the key. Right side of the three-point land. And a hard fall for the Harpooners there by Mario Casados as Timmy Mack goes to the ground. But he gets up safely. Both players acknowledge each other. A hard play there. 26-20. Off the inbounds. Ethan Mack, the senior forward, gives the King Cove T-Jacks a 28-20 ball game. Casados puts up the teardrop for the Harpooners. It's good. And folks, I was just about to say, I can't stress this enough. The T-Jacks, there was a miss by Levi Larson on the layup, but that still doesn't take away the fact that the T-Jacks very much taking advantage of this opportunity of coming down on the three-man weave to break the Harpooner press, giving them an open shot, if not a beneficial opportunity on every possession. Casados off the inbounds for the Harpooners, no good. Here comes King Cove, number 25, Connor Samuelson. Up top to Ian Samuelson, guarded by Serino. Connor Samuelson, nice pass down low to Ethan Mack with a turnaround jumper. It's good. Cool, calm, and collective to give the King Cove T-Jacks a 30-22 ball game with just under 30 minutes to go here in the first half. Casados up top with the crossover dribble, gives it over to number 24. Serino, back over to Casados, off the double team. He puts up the fourth shot, no good. Rebound comes over to King Cole. He's Ian Samuelson. Up top to Connor Samuelson. He's guarded by Serino. And a nice read of play, but the pass a little too slow there. Crossing the dribble by Al Lane Jr. A shot put up by Daniel Sage. A nice pass, no good. It's going to be a timeout for King Cove. It's a full timeout with 2:20 to go here in the first half. And so the early headlines in this first basketball game featuring the King Cove, T-Jacks, and the Tickoff Harpooners of Point Hope. We have 6 turnovers for King Cove and 4 turnovers for the Harpooners. The King Cove T-Jacks are the aggressor here in the early going. And they are using the three-man weave to break the press for the Harpooners. And looking like the home team as they're coming out more aggressive and quicker to the ball. Quicker to the basket, quicker to the rebound, and being confident in every aspect of the basketball game. So the Harpooners, coached by Ryan Rock in his first season, and the Chief Jacks, coached by Randall Newman, also, Ryan Rock in his first season for the Harpooners, and Randall Newman in his second season for King Cove. Fresh off the timeout. 2:20 to go here in the first half. 30-22 in favor of King Cove. Al Lane Jr. with the inbounds underneath the basket gives it over to Brandon Casados. Back up top to Al Lane. Puts up the three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Offensive rebound. Tikio. Ball's going to come over to Daniel Sage. Puts up the fake. Ethan Maxwell for the fake, and Sage put up the shot. No good. Rebound to King Cove. They come down quickly. Not before getting out of bounds. Timmy Mack couldn't hold on to that basketball. 2 minutes to go. It's an 8-point lead for King Cove. King Cove pulling out the press now. And they force an out of bounds. That's going to remain point held basketball. Nice looking press here for King Cove, forcing the Harpooners to make some decisions here. Al Lane Jr. brings the ball down. They break the press, cross the timeline, gives it over to Bernard Nash, puts up the fake, and puts up the shot. It's good. 6-3 forward for Harpooners. Trying to get himself into the ball game, puts up the shot. To bring the Harpooners. And there's a carry in the basketball violation by Jimmy Mack, the senior guard for King Cove. Harpooners inbounds. Casados gives it over to Al Lane Jr. He's guarded by Ian Samuelson. Gives it over to Sage on the right side. Daniel Sage gets the double team. Finds a wide open Al Lane Jr. off the double team. He puts up the shot from 3-point line. No good. And King Cove comes down. Once again, a wide open layup, but that's going to be no good by Ethan Mack. He put that up a little too early. And here comes Sage for the Harpooners. Puts up the shot. No good. Could have used the backboard on that play. So, on one part of the dynamic, it's an early basketball game here. On the other side of the coin, King Cove coming out here aggressive, ready to play. And Harpooners, home crowd here, getting restless with taking a lot of time to get going here. 30-24. In favor of King Cove. We are under a minute in the first half. Bernard Nash puts up the shot. No good. Not before being fouled. And he'll head to the line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be charged to number 24, I believe. Timmy Mack. He's going to send Bernard Nash to the line for two. See if he can cut the 6-point lead down to 4. Puts up the first free throw. Good. Second shot goes up, and that's good. And it's a 5-point game for King Cove. They break the press easily. All comes down to Timmy Mack. Top to Ian Samuelson. Back to Mack, but it was misread, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover for King Cove. 48 seconds remaining. Second quarter. Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic and Tikkia School Gymnasium, Point Hope, Alaska. Welcome to this live broadcast. I'm your host, Tyreek Obia. 40 seconds to go. Daniel Sage, guarded by Samuelson, over to Serino. Serino finds a double team, kicks it up to Brandon Casados. He's going to take advantage of that, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Levi Larson. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. That's a steal by Sage. Sage, he's got the one-on-one with Ian Samuelson, and he puts it up instead. Harpooners trail by two. They cut it to two. Ian Samuelson breaking three defenders. 9 seconds to go. Puts up a teardrop. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Ethan Mack. We're down to four. We're down to three. Ian Samuelson puts up the shot from three. No good. And that's the way the first half is going to end. 30-28 in favor of King Cove T-Jack. And it's been a pleasure to bring you the first half action of this Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. We'll be back after this halftime message on the King Cove Basketball Network.
Wow, what an exciting game this has been so far. Thank you so much for your broadcasting, Tariq. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a few minutes without broadcasting the music over there. We'll play music right here, but we'll say thank you to our sponsors, Peninsula Airlines, for their support of this broadcast, the King Cove Corporation, as well as the Schumigan Corporation. Also, a big thank you to Grant Aviation and Eider Air for their support over in King Cove. Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Also want to say thank you to GCI and WazTac Electronics. Thank you so much for making these broadcasts possible. We are right now running the Rex Rock tip-off over in Point Hope, and this is King Cove Boys. They're playing right now, and it's been a tight, tight game so far. The score 30-28 going into the second half.
Okay, yeah, we have about a minute left to go here.
Well, here, let me just talk to you for a second. You're doing a great job, by the way, broadcasting. We really appreciate what you're doing. You sound very, very good. But, man, what a tight game. How is Point Hope been doing for the year so far?
They've been doing good, with the exception with the 4A schools that we've grown accustomed to playing in the last few years. There's actually been a joke around going on here in Point Hope for the last few years with calling the Harpooners the Anchorage Harpooners, because we play 4A schools so much and are out of town for the most part. And so,
really?
So this year has been no different. They've just returned from the ACS tournament in Anchorage. Prior to that, they were in a Hawaii tournament where they played Australia, New Zealand, and teams of that nature.
Are you serious?
And then before that, they played Barrow. And so yeah, it's been they come in at a record of 5-6, but nonetheless they're a well orchestrated team and well organized, well coached, and right now they're just looking sluggish coming off the start here, and so but that's nothing to take away from King Cove, who coming out very impressive here at the early going with the passes and with the confidence. And so,
yeah, very fast team.
We'll see what happens here in the second half.
They like to start out real fast, and
so
they can maintain.
We're underway right now.
All right, thanks, Tariq. You're good to go, boss.
Okay, thank you very much, Austin, and back here to live action at Tickey School Gymnasium here in Point Hope, making sure all the equipment is ready here for no minor technical difficulties. So right off the third quarter, we have a minute that's past 7 minutes to go. And Samuelson is at the line shooting for King Cove. And that shot's no good. Rebound to Harpooner. Sage with the bass pass. Ian Samuelson goes all the way, drives in the paint. It's good to give King Cove a 32-28 lead here in the early going of the third quarter. And the Harpooners crossing the timeline quickly. Stays with the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Nash puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Casados. He puts up the shot. And that's good. So the 2-6-3 seniors battling for offensive rebounds pays off dividends to cut the Harpooners with a 2-point trailing lead. And it's a turnover for the T-Jacks. I'm not taking care of the statistics here in the ballgame, but I can say that I have been keeping track in that regard. The T-Jacks with 8 turnovers for the ballgame. And off the inbounds, a bad pass by Lane. That's going to be a steal by Ethan Mack, the senior guard, senior forward, I should say, for the T-Jacks. Timmy Mack, inbound, guarded by Casados. Ball comes up top to Ian Samuelson. Splits the defenders, puts up the shot, no good. And that rebound's going to come over to Connor Samuelson. No good, but it's a rebound for Ian Samuelson. 2 offensive rebounds on the sequence. Here comes Ethan Mack. Splits 2 defenders, puts up the teardrop, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up the shot, it's good. Basket counts. It's going to be foul on Bernard Nash. So, Ethan Mack, the senior forward for the T-Jacks, being the aggressor on that play to get the 3-point play. Let's see if he can deliver.
And you heard it from the crowd there. A little soft on the free throw. With the air ball. Nonetheless, the Harpooners have yet to take a lead here in this basketball game with 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Daniel Sage crosses the timeline, gives it over to Mario Casados. He's guarded by Matt. Casados with the crossover, drives, puts it in, rejected by number 25, Connor Samuelson. Ball's going to come over to Bernard Nash. He's going to be fouled by Timmy Mack, the senior guard. That'll send Bernard Nash, the 6'2 senior. 6'3, rather. Senior forward for the Harpooners puts up the first of two. And it's good. We are live here at Tikiok School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska, the oldest continuously inhabited site in North America for the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic since 1989. Nash misses the second. Here comes King Cole. A shot by Samuelson. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Mack. Mack gives it over to Ian Samuelson from way downtown. What a shot by Samuelson. 37-31, King Cove. Silences the crowd. Harpooners, what a pass by Casados. Mario Casados gives it down low to Brandon Casados. 33-37 in favor of King Cove. Saad trying to get into it. King Cove, after immediately crossing the timeline off the inbounds, it's going to be a traveling violation by Ethan Mack, the senior forward. Within the confines of all the turnovers that King Cove has had, I tell you what, these young men for King Cove have a lot of sportsmanship towards each other. No complaining, no bad-mouthing. They just move on right to the next play despite the turnovers. There's a steal by Ian Samuelson. And it's going to be a drive by Ethan Mack, the senior forward. Looking cool, calm, and collective with three dribbles and the layup to give King Cove a 39-33 ball game. Sage does the same thing on the other end, drives it in, splits the defenders. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Ian Samuelson, guarded by Serino, gets it over the right side. Timmy Mack, dribbles left, dribbles right, fades away, puts up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, guess who? Ethan Mack, working hard. Senior forward for the T-Jacks. So it's 4:25 to go here in the third quarter and a four-point lead. Ethan Mack puts up the first of two free throws. It's good. And here comes a substitution for King Cove. Dylan Larson, the freshman center, coming in the basketball game. And also for the Harpooners, Al Lane Jr. coming back into the ballgame. And a second shot, no good by Mack. Rebound comes down to Bernard Nash. Up top, crossing the timeline, Daniel Sage gives it over to Al Lane Jr., left side, puts up the fake, no good. It's going to come off the backboard, but the ball's going to stay here in possession of the white-clad strip with gold and black Harpooners. Sage thinks about the three, no good. Drives it in off the double team, gives it over to Lane, no good. And the rebound's going to come over to Mack. And he splits four defenders to drive all the way in. Puts up the shot, almost a three-point play. But not before being fouled. And there's another foul by the 6'3 senior forward for the Harpooners, Bernard Nash. That's the third team foul on the Harpooners. Ethan Mack puts up the first shot, no good. Because of foul trouble for Nash, the senior forward, Gabriel Tipperman, number 10, 5'10", entered this ball game. There's a second shot by Matt, and it rolls in. 41-35, King Cove. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic, Point Hope, Alaska. First ball game tonight. Casados drives in, puts up the shot, it's good. Mario Casados, that is. King Cove, once again, breaking the timeline quickly. It's a shot by Samuelson. No good. Rebound comes over to the freshman, Dylan Larson. Back up top, Ian Larson from way downtown. Same spot. No good. Ball comes down. The long rebound gets to him, but it's going to be a steal by Daniel Sage. Over to Al Lane Jr. He puts up the shot. No good. A little too soft on that. Ian Samuelson getting the rebound. Double team. Stolen by Sage. Sage, he's got numbers. Puts up the layup. Good. Basket counts. What a drive and what a shot by Daniel Sage, the 5'10 senior for the Harpoons. And it looks like somebody needs to stop the clock there. Clock is still running. Clock's still running. And there we go. And so, with a little bit of minor difficulties with the clock situation, the referee's trying to handle that. And in the process of that, Daniel Sage will go to the line to try to capitalize on this N1 situation. The senior guard, thinking about the shot, puts up two dribbles, and it's good. Cuts the lead to within one. The Harpooners have not led yet. 41-40, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here comes the T-Jacks of King Cove. What a drive by Samuelson. No good. A little too soft. Rebound comes down to Sage. Over to Casados, Mario that is, crossover dribble, gets a double team, over the lane, finds a wide open Sage for three. Oh good, in and out, rebound comes down to Tippelman, over to Casados, lane, over to Mario Casados, thinks about the three, no good, drives it in, puts up the shot, no good, rebound's going to come over to Connor Samuelson, over to Ian Samuelson. After splitting two defenders, drives it in, puts it up, cool, calm, and collected with the shot. A teardrop for Samuelson. 43-40. Here comes the Harpooners. Folks, that's a tie basketball game. Brandon Casados ties this game up with a shot from downtown on the left side of the court. Here comes King Cove. Ian Samuelson thinks about the shot from three-point land. No good. Rebounded by, recovered by Lane, rather. Samuelson gets a double team. He kicks it over to Ethan Mack, the senior forward. He's guarded by Brandon Casados. Puts up the shot. Looks like a foul. No foul called. Rebound comes over to the Harpooners. It's a two-on-one situation. Daniel Sage puts the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Ian Samuelson. Behind the back. Crosses the timeline. Splits two defenders. Puts up the teardrop. No good. Rebound comes over to Daniel, over to Tippelman, rather. That's no good. And after both teams scrambling after the ball goes out of bounds, and Harpooners will inbound it with a minute 30 to go. Mario Casados brings the ball down to the Harpooners over to the right side, gives it over to Daniel Sage. There's a screen coming up by Tippelman. It's a roll by Tippelman. Tippelman couldn't get the shot up. Over to L. Lane Jr., puts up the shot. No good. A little too hard. And the ball's going to go out of bounds there. Over to King Cove. King Cove, two team fouls. Chickia, four team fouls. Third quarter, minute 14 to go. And a turnover by King Cove. Gives the ball over to the Harpooners quickly. Mario Casados Jr. puts up the floater. No good. He gets his own rebound over to Brandon Casados. Puts up the three-point shot. What a shot by Brandon Casados. And the Harpooners lead by three. Crowd starting to get into it. Yelling defense. Ian Samuelson, the fast point guard for King Cove. I'm not very familiar with the 1A division, but I tell you what, come state basketball tournament time, that is, of course, if the T-Jacks make it to the state tournament after regionals, this Ian Samuelson kid is one player to watch, not to mention the collective of the team. Number 40, Ethan Mack, back to the free throw line. He misses the first of two. King Cove trailing by three. Mack has a chance to cut it to two. And after a couple of dribbles, some patience, puts up the shot, and that's good. And indeed, he cuts the lead to two. 44-46 in favor of the Chickasaw Harpooners. 45 seconds to go. Daniel Sage gives it over to Al Lane Jr., guarded by Samuelson. Gets a double team. Up top, bad pass to Casados, and that's going to be a partial steal by Connor Samuelson, not before Mario Casados recovers it. Casados off the double team, gives it over to Brandon Casados. That's up for three. What a shot by the 6'3 senior Brandon Casados. Heating up here in the second half. Samuelson splits the defenders, gives it over to Connor Samuelson. Over to Mack. That's a three-point shot by Samuelson. No good. Long rebound to Casados. And that's going to be a carrying violation. A traveling, rather. A turnover by Harpooners will give the ball over to King Cole. 49-44 in favor of Point Hope. 10 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Ian Samuelson splitting two defenders. What a split between defenders. Puts up the shot a little too hard. And that's going to be out of bounds as he recovered the offensive rebound. And it'll be possession arrow. Point Hope with 4.7 remaining. Sage with the inbounds. Gets the lead pass to Casados. Casados puts up the three-point shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound comes over to Ethan Mack. He's going to accept the long shot from full court. And that's the way the third quarter is going to end. 49-44 in favor of the Chippewa Harpooners of Point Hope, Alaska, here at the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic in Point Hope, Alaska. Some end-to-end exciting basketball there in the third quarter. This is the first installment of all of the games here this weekend in Point Hope, Alaska.
Yeah.
All of you that don't know some minor detail information for Point Hope, it is the oldest continually inhabited site in North America. We are a part of the North Slope Boreal region of the Arctic Circle. The mascot for Point Hope is the Tikiroc Harpooner. Here in Point Hope, the traditional lifestyle of the Inupiaq people is to go out whaling, where we hunt 48 to can range anywhere between 30 and 65-foot bowhead whales out in the Arctic Ocean, which provides a good source of meat and muktuk for the community. And so what entails that sequence is as the men paddle after that bowhead whale, they have a harpooner in the front that successfully harpoons the whale. And that's the mascot for the Harpooners. Or ticket up school, I should say. And so we'd like to thank you for this live broadcast being presented by KBSD.
In Sandpoint, we have some underwriters here we'd like to give credit to.
The Aleutian Chain for the King Cove T-Jacks.
That's right.
Here we're back here to live action. Fourth quarter, Mario Casados puts up the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Samuelson. And King Cove with a three. That's going to be Timmy Mack. No good. Rebound to L. Lane Jr. Mario Casados breaking two defenders. Off the double team. Gives it over to L. Lane Jr. Puts up the fake. Gives it over to Mario Casados. Daniel Sage. Can't find nothing. Gives it over to L. Lane Jr. Over to the right side. Three-point land. No good. Rebound comes down to Tippelman on the offensive rebound for the Harpooners. That's going to be a foul on King Cove. That's going to be on 4-0. Ethan Mack, the senior forward for King Cove with the foul. That's the 13th foul on King Cove. To Point Hope's 5-team fouls. 49-44 in favor of the Harpooners. Casados, Brandon that is, thinks about the three. And King Cove gets on him quickly, knowing that he's got the hot hand. Sage with the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, the 6-3 forward. Brandon Casados with the shot. 51-44 Harpooners. 6:50 to go. Ian Samuelson crossing the timeline. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. Over to Mack. Guarded by Sage. Double team comes. Up top to Connor Samuelson. And that's going to be a drop step by Timmy Mack. A nice looking play there to give him the opportunity to get to the free throw line. That's going to be a foul on Gabriel Tippelman. That's a 16 foul for the Harpooners. And so on that sequence there, Timmy Mack with the drop step, the hop step, I should say, to bring him all the way inside the paint. Get the nice penetration with the foul and sends him to the free throw line. He capitalizes on the first, makes it. Here comes the second shot. And that rolls in. 46-51. King Cove trails by four. Five, I should say. Casados crossing the timeline. Gives it over to L. Lane Jr. And Brandon Casados, the 6'3 senior, was coming off the play for the three-point shot, but it's going to be an offensive foul because Mario Casados did a little bit too much aggression on the screen there. Here comes King Cole. Ian Samuelson. Harpooners double team him. And off the double team, it's going to be a wide open layup for Levi Larson. He wasn't expecting that, so that's going to be no good. Harpooners immediately crossing the half court line. Al Lane Jr. There's a double team. But not before a hold on 4-0, Ethan Mack. So that's the fourth team foul on King Cove. Harpooners on the inbound. Gabriel Tippelman gives it over to Mario Casados, guarded by Samuelson. Crossover dribble. There's a screen by Tippelman. Finds Casados. A bad pass. That's going to be a steal by Ethan Mack. All the way inside. It's good. What a steal. What a shot by Mack. Looking like he doesn't want to let this ball game slip away because, as I said from the start, King Cove has been the aggressor. And despite the many turnovers, they have led for the most part of this game. But the Harpooners coming out this third quarter and being hot on the offensive end. And nobody more involved in the contributions to that effort than Brandon Casados. He just puts up the shot, and it's good. And it's a steal by Casados. Brandon, that is. 5.5 minutes to go. The 6-3 forward. Up top, gets a double team. Over to Daniel Sage. Over to Tippelman, 16-footer. No good. Rolls in and out. Rebound comes down to Tim Mack. Tim Mack goes all the way, penetrates. Puts up the layup, and it's going to... The ball's going to get suspended in between the backboard and the rim. It's going to be a jump ball situation on that. And that ball is going to be in favor of Point Hope. So, off the steal, Mack had a chance to bring the ball game within three, but the ball ended up getting pinned between the backboard and the rim. And now a timeout called by King Cove to talk things over with Coach Randall Newman, the Class 1A of the Aleutian chain, coming in at 6-2, the King Cove T-Jacks of King Cove, Alaska, and the Kicking Up Harpooners of Point Hope, Alaska, the Class 2A of the Great Northwest Arctic Conference, coming in at 5 wins and 6 losses. 5:12 to go, 48-53 in favor of Point Hope, off the inbounds. Let's see what Coach Newman draws up. The ball tipped out by Sage for the Harpooners, so it's going to be an inbound over on the left side corner. Timmy Mack inbounds to Ian Larson. Larson splits all defenders, goes in. A nice shot off the backboard. Brings King Cove within three. Here comes Serino for the Harpooners. Over to Tippelman. Kicks it over to Sage. Off the double team, gives it over to Brandon Casados, over to L. Lane Jr., splits two defenders, puts up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, L. Lane Jr., no good. Offensive rebound, Gabriel Tippelman, no good. And it's a rebound over to Timmy Mack, over to Ethan Mack with the layup. And he's going to get some free throws. Mack's going to send him over, send himself over to the line. With a foul on Christian Serino. And within the confines of good sportsmanship, those two players, Christensen of Point Hope, Serino, I should say, and Mack having some words. And Mack puts up the second free throw, which is good. And ball inbounds to Serino. It's going to be an offensive foul. No, sorry, it's going to be a defensive foul. A blocking foul on Timmy Mack. So Harpooners will inbounds the ball. Here comes a press for King Cove. Serino finds Daniel Sage. Double team. Goes back over to Serino. Over to Tippelman. Thinks about the shot. No good. Gives it over to Serino. And it's a steal by Samuelson. Over to Ian Samuelson. And another steal. Harpooners. Brandon Casados. Splitting all four defenders. Finds Sage over here on the left side. Thinks about the shot. No good. Drives it in, and it's a rejection by number 24, Timmy Mack, but not before being fouled. So, in the process of getting the rejection, he got the partial hand there on Daniel Sage, the 5'10 senior for the Harpooners, will go to the line to shoot two. To try and extend on this two-point lead, Sage That's at the first of two. It's good. 54-51. That was the sixth team foul on King Cove with 4:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is the first game of the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic here in Point Hope, Alaska. Second shot, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound by Tippelman. No good, point blank. And King Cove comes down. And, folks, well, I was going to say another turnover by King Cove, but ball went off of one of the Point Hope players' knees, so that'll be back to King Cove. Samuelson inbounds over to Ian Samuelson. Over to Mack. Double team. Stolen by Brandon Casados. Brandon Casados splits two defenders. Splits another defender. Gives it over. Double team. Over to Christian Cirino. Spots up from three. No good. Rebound to Ian Samuelson. Over to Connor Samuelson. Over to Timmy Mack. Timmy Mack. My, he is mighty quick. And both players going to the ground. Ooh. Hopefully Timmy Mack is okay here. That was a hard fall by Christian Cirino. Timmy Mack getting up slowly. And does. So he'll head to the line. First shot, no good. Timmy Mack, the senior guard for King Cove, still trying to gather himself at the free throw line. He's looked like he took a knee to the thigh and to try and stave off that potential injury. Coach Randall Newman will call the timeout for King Cove with 3:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-51 in favor of Point Hope. And so back to live action here on this live broadcast for the King Cove T-Jacks. I'm your play-by-play broadcast announcer, Tyreek Olvia, here at Kikula School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska. Fresh off the timeout. Mack with the free throw, which is good. Cuts the lead to two. 3:48 to go. Mario Casados on the inbounds. Gets a double team from King Cove. Splits the defenders, crosses the half-court line, but he forces it. A little bit. Too much dribbling on that play. Well, fortunately, the ball went back to Point Hope. Al Lane Jr. inbounding the ball on a difficult position there on the right side of the basketball court baseline. And it's going to be a 5-second violation. Some good pressure defense by King Cove. Ian Samuelson splits three defenders, puts up the teardrop. Nice looking shot there by the sophomore point guard. Al Lane Jr. crossing the half-court line. Gives it over to Daniel Sage, guarded by Ian Samuelson. Sage with the crossover. Can't find nothing. Gives it over to Mario Casados Jr. Puts up the teardrop. No good. Rebound, Al Lane Jr. puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. He quickly crosses the timeline. Puts up the jumper from 14. No good. Rebound to Mario Casados Jr. Casados coming down, crosses over, and Ethan Mack goes down to the ground off the crossover, and it's going to be a shot by the 6'3 forward Bernard Nash. Harpooners with the steal off the inbounds, but it's stolen immediately by Samuelson. Stolen by Nash, over to Casados. Harpooners regroup, over to Sage, spots up from three, no good. Rebound comes over to Levi Larson. Immediately gives it over to Timmy Mack, the senior guard for the T-Jacks. The T-Jacks lead by two. 2.5 remaining. Fourth quarter. TPF School Gymnasium. Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. Timmy Mack. Off the double team. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. He can hit it from there. And the Harpooners. Harpooners aware of that situation, knowing that Samuelson can pull up from just about anywhere. And off the a nice screen by Timmy Mack for Ian Samuelson, but he moved a little bit too much on that play, and traveling was called on that play. Harpooners turn the basketball over. Here comes King Cove, number 24. Timmy Mack puts up the shot. It's good. And it's a tie ball game. 1 minute, 50 seconds remaining. Here's Daniel Sage for the Harpooners. Down to the 6'3 senior Bernard Nash. Double team. Gives it over to Sage. Oh, what a pass down low to Brandon Casado. Puts up the shot. It's good. 3-point play for the Harpooners. That's a 3-point play for the 6'3 forward, Brandon Casados. And that's going to be a foul charge to King Cove's Levi Larson. We'll send Brandon Casados to the line to try and capitalize for the 3-point play, and does. The Harpooners lead by three. That was the 17 found King Cove. Here comes Samuelson. Splits two defenders. Over to Ethan Mack, who puts up the shot. Samuelson led him to an easy shot, but he missed the shot there. Point blank. Harpooners with the rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Ethan Mack. Frustration off of the prior sequence there, missing the easy layup. So King Cove, can't say they are having their opportunities here in the fourth quarter as they try and regain this lead, if not gather the win. So that foul leads to the 1-1, and L. Lane Jr. makes the first free throw to give him the opportunity for another one. Minute 25 to go. Fourth quarter. Lane puts up the shot. It's good. 61-56. Here comes King Cove. Samuelson quickly crossing the timeline. Splits two defenders. Puts up the shot. In and out. Rebound comes over to Ethan Mack. And he puts up the shot. It's good. Here comes the Harpooners. Mario Casados. Nobody picks him up. He drives all the way in. Ball goes in and out. Point blank. No good. 58-61. King Cove trails by three. We are under a minute, fourth quarter. King Cove in the black, white, and gold. Harpooners in the white, black, and gold. And it's going to be number 24, Timmy Mack, the senior guard, driving into the paint, but not before being fouled. And that's going to be a bonus situation. That's the 10th foul on the Harpooners. Timmy Mack, the senior guard, has a chance to bring King Cove within one with 52 seconds remaining. First shot. Cool, calm, and collected. He makes it. And that'll give him another opportunity here. Timmy Mack, folks, for the T-Jacks. After a couple of dribbles and some patience, the second shot is good. 60-61. 50 seconds to go. Here comes the Harpooners. Mario Casados gives it over to Brandon Casados. Crossing the half-court line. Double team over to L. Lane Jr. Guarded by Samuelson. It was a steal, but a kick ball. No. I'm not sure what was called there. I'm trying to figure out what was called there on that possession to lead to King Cove getting the basketball there. I'm not sure what happened that led to the referee blowing his whistle and giving the ball to King Cove. I'm up here on the balcony, so that was just beneath me there. I'm not sure what happened, but nonetheless, it leads to a turnover and King Cove basketball. The T-Jacks down by one. Can't ask for nothing more. With an opportunity presented like this. King Cove down by one. 40 seconds to go. Crowd into it. Samuelson splits two defenders. Teardrop. No good. Rebound counter Samuelson. Over to Timmy Mack. We're down to 30. And it's going to be a drive by Timmy Mack. And a foul on the Harpooners, Bernard Nash. I believe that's his fourth personal foul. That's the 11th team foul. Nonetheless, as you all know, after the 10th team foul, it's a bonus situation. So that's exactly what's going to happen here, is that number 24, Timmy Mack, the senior guard for the T-Jacks, will head to the stripe for an opportunity to tie or lead this basketball game here in Point Hope, Alaska. I guess what you would consider an upset. 1A division King Cove against the 2A Kickoff Harpooners, one of the favorites of the Class 2A division, although they do come in at a record of 5-6. They have played the majority of their games against 4A schools in Anchorage and Hawaii. Crowd trying to get the Harpooners into the basketball game here. It's not quite yet full here in this early afternoon, but the crowd has filed in, and they are cheering on their Harpooners as these T-Jacks fresh off the plane and into the minus 40-degree weather here in Tickiva. Try to come in here and stave off a steal. This first game, that would be a mighty win for them. Start off with a fresh run, plus a tip-off. That's the free throw line. First shot, no good. Emotion settling in. Here in Chicago School, crowd into it. Matt puts up the second shot, no good. Grabs his own rebound. Steal by L. Lane Jr. And it's going to be a timeout. A smart timeout call by Ryan Rock, coach of the Harpooners, to have the presence of mind to understand that within the confines of the T-Jacks having that pressure defense and being hungrier in this possession, Coach Rock perhaps getting some pointers from his father, who previously coached the Harpooners the past 25 seasons with 3 state championships, calling the timeout. In favor of the Harpooners, and they have the ball on the inbound. So common sense says that the T-Jacks should go for the steal first and at all possible costs go for the foul. And here comes the Harpooners. Surprisingly, no steal attempt or foul. Time is running out here, folks. 20 seconds to go. Daniel Sage up top to L. Lane Jr. Harpooners lead by 1. And finally, the T-Jacks come with a foul with 13.8 seconds to go. So, not sure what happened, if that was well orchestrated or not. Randall Newman finally calling the foul with 13.8 seconds to go. Mario Casanos with the 1-1 puts up the first. No good. Rebound, offensive rebound by Kippelman. So the T-Jacks missed out on another opportunity there. That would have allowed them to come down, perhaps to come down for the buzzer beater. But Gabriel Kippelman, the 6-foot senior, gets the rebound to get the bonus situation. On King Cove, Gabriel Kippelman puts up the shot. It's good to bring the Harpooners to a 2-point lead. And after much patience, Kippelman puts up the second shot. Rolls in and out. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack. And it's a timeout by Coach Newman for King Cove. And so, folks, this is what it's all about. ASAA basketball presented by the Alaska School Activities Association here in Cove, January. Polar bears out there at the northern point. minus 30-degree weather. People filing in with rosy cheeks. 12.2 seconds remaining. 62-60 in favor of the Tiki Hawk Harpooners. And right now, Randall Newman drawing up a play. That play will be unveiled here off the timeout. King Cole will have the whole basketball court to bring the ball down and to think about what they are going to do within the confines of that play orchestrated by Coach Newman. Here we go. 11 seconds remaining. Here comes Ian Samuelson. Drives it in. It was a charge attempt by Tippeman. I got to tell you what, folks. I am a Tiki Hawk Harpooner fan. And I'm not going to be biased in this one. Tippeman was standing there. But he was going to block his foul. And that'll give Samuelson two shots to try and tie this basketball game. Samuelson puts up the first shot, and it's good. And it's a timeout, Harpooners. Coach Rock. Possibly trying to give the sophomore guard for King Cove some time to think about this huge free throw that he has to. I mean, folks, he has to make this one to tie this ball game. 7.2 seconds remaining. I mean, we have to bring ourselves and rewind ourselves to the time when we were young men at this stage. He's got the whole city, the whole community of King Cove behind him. The elusive thing. Here we go. Ian Samuelson, the sophomore guard. No good. Connor Samuelson with the rebound. Stolen by Brandon Casados. Timeout, Harpooners. I'm not sure if Connor Samuelson is the brother of Ian Samuelson, but with the same last names and a small community, I would think so. So I'm just going to say, as Ian Samuelson put up the shot there, granted he missed the shot, his brother Connor bailed him out and got the rebound, but not before losing the basketball and getting the steal by Brandon Casados, in which ensuing that play, Coach Rock called a timeout. We have three officials for tonight's ball game from the Kotzebue region coming down to ref in this highly coveted Rex Rock tip-off. We have teams Diamond, Chugiak, Nortec, Wainwright, and Nortec. Last year we had teams from East, Wasilla. So this is a much coveted tournament here in northern Alaska. Off the timeout. 4 seconds remaining. Ball comes down to Sage. He's going to be fouled. The referee's smiling on that one because what happened there was Sage knew that he was going to be fouled, so he put up a shot from full court, shooting a three. The shot almost went in, but all three referees laughing. The crowd also know it. There was a foul before that attempt, so it's going to be two shots rather than three. Daniel Sage. Harpooners leading by one with 2.6 remaining. Sage puts up the first shot. It's good. He has a chance to put this to three. Not sure if the T-Jacks have any more timeouts after advancing the ball. 2.6 remaining. Fourth quarter. Sage puts up the shot. And it's good. Here comes the T-Jacks. Samuelson gives it over to Ian Samuelson. Stolen by Sage. And that's the way the game is going to end, folks. So the T-Jacks couldn't get the shot attempt there on the game at the end of the quarter. And that's the way the game's going to end, 64-61. Point Hope Harpooners staved off elimination by the 1A King Cove T-Jacks. And so thank you for joining us for this first basketball game. I believe later on the King Cove T-Jacks will be playing again at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3:30 it looks like on our chart.
That's the way this game is going to end. The King Cove T-Jacks almost pulling off the victory in the first game here at Tiki Hawk School Gymnasium. And we will bring you back to the formal broadcasting. And thank you for joining us once again here in Point Hope, Alaska. I'm your broadcaster, play-by-play. Hey, TKF School Gymnasium.
Hey,
I'm Tyree Golden.
Hey, thanks.
And we will see you later.
Hey,
thank you for joining us on this live network.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Can you hear me still? Oh, I lost him. I was going to say it was really nice to hear all the, you know, tales of them fishing and stuff, you know, what they do for subsistence. And, you know, 30 degrees below zero, people coming rosy cheeks. You know, here we are, the Banana Belt. You know, these guys are up in real Alaska. And I'd like to thank the underwriters for our old basketball games. We have Peninsula Airlines, King Cole Corporation, Schumigan Corporation. We have Grand Aviation, Eider Air, Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, GCI, and Wasatch Electric. And again, don't go away because at 3:30, we do have another game with King Cole versus Chugiak. It's Big Wave Dave.